The UW will focus on turning fast-growing poplar trees into biofuels. WSU will look at using forest waste, the bark and branches left over from lumber production, as well as scrap wood from construction that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Announcing the awards at SeaTac Airport, Secretary Tom Vilsack praised the two universities for reaching out to other schools and private partners in their quest to push this budding industry to the next level.
And they looked at what they could do better than anyone else could do with the natural resources that you've been gifted to have here in the Northwest. It is that collaboration, that partnership, that commitment to innovation that separated these grant proposals from a very competitive field.
They're the biggest grants awarded among projects in 22 states on next-generation biofuels. In addition to the promise of a renewable fuel source that doesn't disrupt food production, Vilsack says the research could revitalize rural economies and over the long term create nearly 1 million jobs. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.